And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. You know, what I've told people is that you need to think outside, need to be able to think outside the box. Okay, for the really big, big things in life. Big issues. When you're inside thinking inside the box, see, then you're not going to find the kind of answers that you need. The big issues are resolving the issues with your family, improving communication with your kids, with your husband, not to mention all your psychological and health issues, and not to mention finding the purpose for your existence and making the transition from death to life. That's right. The transition from death to life and finding salvation. You see, everywhere you go, people talk about such things. You know, if you go to a church, or you go to the ashram, or you go to the local conference, or you go to some lecture at a university or something, they talk about things. But more and more and more, they talk about things in such a bland way, in such a surface way, that what they give you is not going to help you make the breakthrough. You see, there's a turning point. Christ talked about the turning point, a transition point, a life transforming. See, you hear people use that term, but then they misuse it. They talk about something that really isn't life transforming. But see, that's the problem. People use words. They talk about salvation, and they talk about peace of mind, and they talk about improving communication, and they use all these terms, see, but when you hear them talk, to a sensitive person sometimes cringes, because you hear them talking in such a shallow, prideful sort of a way. The kind of help that they're offering is not really help. See. So, Christ talked about transition points. He said, unless a man or a woman, see, be born again, they cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Okay, but then of course people use that term born again. They misuse it and use it and misuse it, and then the people who hate Christianity use the term. So eventually it's surrounded with a perception shell, and then you hear that term and it has a pejorative connotation. See, it's been ruined. Ruined by too many people. See, too many people talk about the truth. And that's the problem that a lot of young people have. You know, they go to school and everything, and people are always talking about things to the point that, see, you become jaded. You don't want to hear it anymore. See, it's more fun to discover for yourself. It's more fun to discover for yourself. See, what is true? What is right? Now, of course, some basic things you have to learn from other people. You know, basic, you know, down to earth, everyday sort of things. You know, you don't leave food laying out, you know, for a long time because it'll get germs in it, and so you have to put it in the refrigerator or the freezer. Okay, you signal when you make a turn, and you make a complete stop at the stop sign. And you know, those kinds of things, you have to learn those things, of course. Okay, so all of the people out there to talk about things, well, they have a limited function. See, they have a limited usefulness. But for the really big things in life, you need someone like a Christ to come along. You need someone like him to speak in such a way that you wake up. See? To see, to discover, to realize for yourself what the truth is. And then your soul can move one way or the other. And upon which way you move, which way you go, your whole future depends.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'll never forget when I was in college. Yes, when I was in college. A long time ago. Had a teacher. Very nice man. He taught English. It was a class in English poetry. But he said that he remembers, this was a long time ago, they had a big earthquake down Los Angeles. And he told this story. I'll never forget. It's a true story. There was a lady there, and the earthquake happened. It was a big earthquake. Big one. And when all the shaking was done, she took a look at herself and life, and she says, "You know something?" She said, "I'm not living my life, my own life. I'm not living life, you know, like I ought. Something's missing. I'm missing the boat. I'm not living my own life." She left everything behind, and she started anew, went off to start a new life. Okay? Well, because it was a big wake-up call for her. It was a big wake-up call. Okay? Now, you know, people have wake-up calls. You know, if you suddenly have a heart attack or, you know, something like that, well, that's a wake-up call. A lot of people have health wake-up calls for themselves or their family. But here's the problem with that. The problem with that is some people have a wake-up call, and then after that, either they don't make it, okay? So it's over for them. See, there's no reincarnation. See, that's another idea that you have to be disabused of. You get one chance. You have one life. Okay, God gives you one life. And you live your life, and either you're searching for the treasure chest, like Raiders of the Lost Ark, okay? And you either find it or you don't. You either find the secret to life or you don't. Okay? That's it. That's the race to run. That's the treasure hunt of life. See, God makes things interesting. Not like the average teacher, the average expert, the average authority, you know, with degrees hanging upon the wall. They make things so boring. They want your money. They want you to come in for as short a time as possible. The shortest possible time, so they do something to you, and then they take your money. That's what they want. Then they want the next person to come, or they want to use you for something. I'll never forget one time, long time ago. I thought, well, maybe I could be what do they call that? An instructor, the kind that comes in, that a relief instructor. I can't think of the term, but you know what I mean. Someone that comes in for a day when the regular teacher's gone. So I got some temporary credential or something like that. And then I went to a school, regular school. It was a middle school, but it wasn't in a bad neighborhood, right? Just regular school. And I don't want to tell you how awful it was, but what I want to tell you now is that when I was having lunch in the faculty room, there was a man sitting there. And he sat there the entire time, I don't know, 45 minutes or half an hour, whatever it was, spewing hate. Hatred for society, hatred for America, see, hatred, racial hate, all kinds of hate. He's just spewing hate, hate, hate. So there he was, this teacher, teaching students, and he was full of hate and vitriol. You know, I was so horrified. One day there, that was enough. That was enough. I never went back again. So you see that guy's problem. So anyway, they want something from you. Okay, so the average person with some kind of degree or some kind of authority, they want money, power. That's what they want. Okay, so you're not going to get the kind of truth that is good for you. So they make everything bland and boring and dull. See, and they themselves have not found the secret to life. They themselves have not found it. So they're all compensation, all shallow and pretense. And they're very clever, but they haven't found it. Okay? So, but God is not that way. He's not like they are. He makes things interesting. So he kind of hides things a little bit. He hides things so you can find them. And then when you find them, it's fun. Okay? Not only that, but he hides himself. Okay? And not only that, but he sends just a very few people to help you. Very few. You know, a Christ, a Paul, a Moses, a Jeremiah. See? Few. Because he wants you to find it for yourself. See, everybody always wants to do something to you, see, or for you, but the natural inclination is we want to do it for ourselves. You want to discover the meaning of life for yourself. And it's a beautiful thing when you do. So that's the way God designed it, okay? So everything is okay if you could just stop resenting all of the phony people that have misled you. Just don't resent them anymore. And then begin your search anew. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, everybody. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. So we were talking about finding the meaning of life, the purpose for your existence. Okay, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And also along the way to discover how to be to relate, have to, how to have better communication with your partner and with your kids. See? And maybe even stop overreacting so much. So you're getting all stressed out, ruining your health. So a lot of side benefits as you're on your search for truth. Okay? Well, then I said that if you go sitting in lecture halls and hearing what everybody has to say, everybody is talking about things. And sometimes it's so painful to hear some shallow, nothing human being talking about some delicate, you know, thing like the relationship between a soul and its maker. That's why a lot of people run from church, you know. They run. Some people are hypnotized and they sit there and it puts them in a trance and they're comforted by it. And others run from it. There has to be a way that You can find what real religion is, okay? So I'm giving you some hints. No, it doesn't mean that you can't go listen to the preacher, and it doesn't mean you can't read the Bible and so on, because the Bible is inspired, okay? And a lot of preachers do have good things to say, okay? And a lot of Christians are nice people. So I'm not knocking anybody, okay? I'm not knocking anybody. I'm just saying that there has to be a little pizzazz, a little spark, a little something extra that gets you thinking outside the comfort zone. See, because I began by saying that there has to be a transition from death to life. Okay? And Christ talked about that. And see, there has to be a change, a real change. Everybody that has ever had anything to do with, for example, drug addicts knows that until the drug addict is really and truly and truly, truly sees that he needs to change, he really sees it, okay, admits that he's wrong, is willing to change, and sees that he needs to change until that point. See, it's almost, you almost can't do much for him, okay? You can do stuff for him, but the real change comes, a few really, really change. Now, some seem to change, but they're just converted over to some other, what's the word to use? To some other authority. So, one moment the drug pusher and the drug is their authority and their life and their comfort and their everything. And then the next minute it's some organization. So then they become addicted to it, which of course, you know, it's better. At least that person will clean their act up a little bit. But what you want to be is free. You don't want to be addicted to anything. You want to find your Creator. And He has a wonderful, special discovery path prepared for you. Okay, so you can discover your way. And that's another wonderful thing. He wants you to have your own life. He doesn't want you to be beholden to others. See, a lot of kids, for example, or I mean teens and young adults, they had such an overbearing parent. See, they want to have freedom to be themselves. See, and then sometimes if the parent was successful, then everyone says, well, you're just like your dad, you're going to be successful just like your dad. How can you fail with your dad? How can you fail because your dad is so good, so you have to be good too. See what I mean? Sometimes you have kids that rebel, they run off to the street. Or they become failures because they want, at least failure, they can say, well, you know, it's me, I did it myself. They want to be able to do things themselves. So once again, God is not like those overbearing people. He hides himself, and he gives you something very, very gentle, very delicate. It's called intuition. It's called conscience. It's what you know in your heart. It's his light. And if you turn from the outside, from the outside authority and the words on the outside, if you turn to what you know in your heart, then you draw closer to Him, and then He guides you very gently so you can discover things on your own and find your own true life. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks. When you order the meditation CD, to receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back. Now, some of you are listening and you're saying, yeah. You're right. Those authorities, boy, they're boring. They make it all boring, and they're overbearing, and they're mean, and they're, see. But now you need to hear something, and that is you're not innocent in all of this. See, it's so easy to blame other people. It's easy to blame your parents. It's easy to blame the teachers. And it's easy to blame society. It's blame it. Blames always can blame someone else. See, and if you had rotten parents, which most people do, well, then it's so easy to blame the parents. Deep down inside to resent them. Okay, but maybe on the surface, you know, have emotions on the surface. Oh, you know, pretend like, seem like you love them so much, but it's just covering up the guilt for hating them. So it's easy to blame other people, but you are not innocent in all this, because first of all, undoubtedly, if your life is not so good, if communication with your kids is not so good, then you're impatient. You don't even realize it. You're so caught up with yourself, and you're so busy trying to come up with clever answers that you don't even realize how impatient and loveless you are. Okay? So you're not innocent in all of this. You probably hated your parents. You may have hated your parents too. Most people do along the line. Otherwise, they wouldn't be messed up. If you didn't love your, if you never hated, resented your parents, see, you never resented anyone, then you would have stayed close to your innocence. And you'd, why now you'd be, maybe you'd be an Albert Einstein, or a Susan B. Anthony, or a George Washington, perhaps, okay? A Madame Curie. But, so you resented, you resent your dad for not being there. Okay, he wasn't there for you, but that doesn't give you an excuse to hate him. Okay, maybe your mom was a nag, or she was always complaining, or she had all kinds of issues, or she put you down and hated you because you reminded her of her husband who she hated. Okay, well, maybe she did that, but that doesn't mean you can hate her. So other people, maybe they were bullies and this and that. Well, you don't have to hate them. So you're guilty of a lot of hate and a lot of selfishness, okay, and a lot of blame and a lot of judgment, okay? So all of those things combine to block you from that wonderful path, that discovery path that I talked about. See, when you look at the Starship Enterprise with Kirk and Spock and those people, see, if they were resentful, if any of them or all of them were resentful and hating their parents and impatient with their kids and, you know, selfish and so on, they wouldn't be the great explorers that they are. They wouldn't. And some people are decent, okay? So maybe you're a decent person, you don't have a lot of hate in you, you're decent, you don't hate your parents, you've done well, okay? But something is still missing, so I'm talking to you too. And what I'm saying is, okay, so the things that were offered to you were good. The education and the opportunities and that was all good, okay? It's considered to be a benefit, a bountiful blessing from God, okay? So it was all good, okay? But if you want to make the transition, if you want to find God, okay? And if you really, really want to discover the truth, see, then once again, I say you're going to have to think outside the box, okay? And you're going to have to search, begin your search. And it'll be a search that'll be you with a little help from the good Lord, okay? A little help from the good Lord, a hug and a kick in the pants, okay? Maybe that's what you need. If you're a decent fellow, you need a hug and a kick in the pants, okay? And so God will be there with a hug, but then a little kick in the pants, you know, figuratively, from conscience. Okay, so, you know, remember the rich man that came to Jesus. The rich man came and said, what do I have to do? And Jesus said, give everything away and follow me. Well, he wasn't saying that you have to be poor. A lot of people in the Bible had a lot of wealth. See, there's nothing wrong with having wealth. Well, you know, earned properly, that is. But he saw that the riches were too important to the guy. They were too important. So if your education, your career, your awards, your what people think of you, see, your reputation, whatever it is, of any of these things are more important than what you know in your heart is right, okay? Then you still have a root of selfishness, see, that is standing between you and finding our Creator and finding His special discovery path that He has prepared for those who love Him. Okay? And for those of you who had rotten parents and overbearing teachers and grew up in a bad neighborhood and whatever it was, okay, when you were a kid, okay, people did things to you, just realize that God is not like them. Okay? He's not like them. He's wonderful in a very, very special way, and he has a twinkle in his eye. Okay? Yes, he has a stern side, but he has a twinkle in his eye, and he has a special discovery path prepared for people who want to find the truth. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Most of you only got the 15 minutes, okay, but this was a whole 30-minute program, so if you only got 15, then go to the radio archives at talktoapastor.org. That's talktoapastor.org, and listen to the whole 30 minutes. It was an outstanding program, okay, with some clues about how to turn your life around and to begin your journey of discovery to find the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.